It is my distinct pleasure to welcome you to this week's edition of Heartline. Heartline is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Adams, ladies and gentlemen, and he is taking a bow off camera as a thanks for making this program possible, Ken. For those of you who were at our recent banquet, you got to see Ken maybe for the first time and put a face to the voice, the minister of what we do here. We appreciate Ken so much. Well, Jerry, it's you and me, and we've got a little time in the rearview mirror since the banquet, but we have not recapped that amazing evening. And I guess that's what we want to talk about today. And we're just so thankful for so many people who work so hard to get so much done in such a sweet spirit and ministering truth in an amazing way. It was phenomenal.
It was, and I say thank you, and I quickly then say thank you, Lord, because exactly. I realized, you know, I get into the banquet zone, and it's sort of like, don't talk to me, because there's just too much to concentrate on. And that night, because of all of the complication of the program, I felt like a combination wedding planner, movie director, and probably police chief. I don't know. But in my thank you letter for banquet folks, I mentioned that we had like 23 moving parts to the banquet. You know, usually you have some testimony, some music, and a speaker, and you don't have 23 or 25 moving parts.
Yeah.
And we did.
Yeah, just to recap briefly, we sequenced back and forth between live presentation on stage and prepared video telling the story of what goes on day to day at the Evangel Home, starting with out of bed and breakfast and chapel and classes and nursery and on and on and on. We spent the evening telling the story of what goes on here.
And we did it very quickly. In fact, at one time, you, Mr. Tuck, looked at your watch and said, uh-oh, we're way ahead of time.
Yeah, we were 15 minutes early, so I just talked and talked.
I knew what was coming, and you didn't. And I'm saying, stop talking. No. It was, I was just really amazed. And there were times in planning that banquet, Jim, I actually said, God, stop giving us ideas. I don't think I can handle any more ideas. Because I would get an idea and then think, okay, we need to try this. George Temple with Helps 2 helped with the video. And I just, you know, my hat is off. My heart is just so soft toward that man, because when we started this, and George is helping us with some social media stuff, he said, well, what kind of budget do you have? Well, we had no budget. Yeah. So I said, oh, maybe $1,000. Now, anybody who has worked any time with video would know George spent we would have three storage sheds, I'm sure, full of video we didn't use. Mm-hmm. You saw what we used, maybe 12 minutes of video.
Yeah.
That is the mark, I think, of a real professional who knows exactly whom he's working with. Because George knows our heart, so he could go through all of that, those video clips. And one of the things I was most thrilled about, when we started this A Day in the Life of Evangel Home, my thought was to close it with sort of a John Boy Walton's, you know, good night, Jim, good night, Jerry, as the lights went out. That would be sort of a nice light way to do it. But one of the pieces of video we had with Carol, and I want to have some time to talk about Carol, and then our women walking through the audience up to the stage to sing Amazing Love just would have not been an appropriate way to set up good night, Walton's. And so George agonized over that decision for a couple hours on Saturday before the video, before the banquet, called me at home and said, I really don't want to do that ending. I'm fine, let's not do it. Because his heart was so right that he knew that moment with Carol and then our women singing is how we wanted to end it. Mm-hmm. And I am so thankful, again, for that kind of person in our banquet. Bill Matus is another one. Bill is our sound man. I don't have a clue where Bill is faith-wise, but I know he is a total expert who loves our banquets. And if he had not been the expert and the pro he is, the video would have been a mess because, you know, it's like, okay, go, you do this, you do that. And it went off without a hitch.
The mark of a good sound man is you don't know he's there.
Yeah, and well, we didn't. Yeah. Didn't know he was there. So It was amazing, and I guess I'll give the mic back to you. Otherwise, I'll just ramble on right through the night.
Well, there were so many highlights, and we got to interview. I had the privilege of interviewing Lisa, from our daycare area, who ministers to the children here. And what a bubble! That was so much fun.
Yes, she is just a bubble. Even if she says nothing, you look at her and there's such energy coming out of her eyes.
Yeah, she just sparkles.
You cannot not smile.
Yeah. We need to have her on the program one of these days.
We will. Okay. We will.
Yeah, the Joe Janelle's testimony, too, telling such a hard story, how far God has brought her. And then her husband, Johnny, stepping up and again, praising his wife as a Proverbs 31 woman. And this the day before their 10th wedding anniversary.
That was an awesome moment. You know, Joe Janelle, we had only two testimonies. We had our classroom scene where we were then able to hear from five additional women, but in kind of a lighter, different way. Our two testimonies, well, really we had three because we had Joe Janelle's husband. And I have learned over the years that everyone who is going to speak up there has notes. In the beginning of my time here, Jim, I would ask women to share, and I'd ask them how they were doing, what they, you know, as we got closer to the banquet, and I would hear them say things like, I know, but I'm going to let the Lord lead me. And I would say, okay, because I had not yet seen what happens when they said that. Mm-hmm. Well, I learned that usually meant they weren't prepared.
Right.
And so I learned over the years.
And they're just not experienced enough to pull that off.
Exactly. And they get up there, and you know the kinds of things they might uncover, even while they're standing on stage, and they suddenly get in this swampland of emotions that they thought they had dealt with, and then they're stuck with it. So Janelle worked and worked, and we timed her testimony, and yet it was much longer than we thought because her delivery became so slow and deliberate because she was so emotional. Mm-hmm. But it was okay. Mm-hmm. It was perfect. And her husband had called me Monday, and asked if he could say something. And I said, if you write it down. So he called. It was really sweet. His name is Johnny. And he called with what he had written down. And he started out with about five Bible verses. And then really got into the heart. And I suggested that, you know, he may be limited to one Bible verse because we want to hear you, Johnny.
Right.
And he did that. And he said, yeah, you're right. We're not at church. So his testimony was about Evangel Home is here for women and children, but we affect the men. Mm-hmm. And as you know, that's something I've said now for years, that if we had more good men like you and Johnny, we'd turn things around in a generation. And so to hear that coming from Johnny, what God does in this place for the women, that eventually hits the sons and the fathers and the uncles, and it was amazing.
Yeah, and that tied in so well with what was a theme for me when I had the opportunity to wrap up each year. As folks, you see individuals, you don't see the ripples, the impact that these women then have in the lives generationally, and even within the same context, their social circles and all, these ripples you don't see, but they are just the plink, just the ploop.
Exactly.
When that rock hits the water, the impact goes on and on and on and on.
You know, when you said that, and I don't want to put anything negative here, and I do want to talk about Carol, the ripples of the good stuff that happens and of the women who appreciate and the women who have some relationship with the Lord at some level. And yet then you have some on the other side that they, instead of being a ripple of goodness, they become quicksand of bad stuff. Mm-hmm. And I see that once in a while where maybe someone here has not done well, or we have bent over backwards to help them in every way we can, and they leave the person who picks them up. They tell them all sorts of terrible things that are, in fact, lies. Mm-hmm. But the person believes them. And so I realized there's no ripple there anywhere of anything positive. It is just quicksand, and they will choose to keep, you know, sinking down into that. So I think that's a really good image, because the people that really want to make a difference, a positive difference, who are willing to say, okay, help me, you have ripples and you have good stuff. And those that want to just keep going the way they always went, but involving other people, you have quicksand and they will sink. Do we have time for me to talk about Carol?
We do have time for you to talk about Carol.
Okay, so I don't know even if you knew it, Jim, but we had such emotion going on on the stage. And then we had Carol to stage left in the back, and we had Maxine to stage right. And I want to share about Maxine, too. I don't know if you saw Max. I don't remember.
I did not.
Most of our, many of our people know that Maxine was on staff here forever and now has Alzheimer's and at this point doesn't really know anybody. But one of the people ministering to her weekly is one of our Garden graduates named Shar. And how, when I look back and I see how God directed Shar into this office one day on a Saturday when I had stopped by to do something, and Shar just happened to be driving in the neighborhood and thought she'd stop by to see if anyone was here. That's when I happened to be here.
Yeah.
That's when I was able to tell her a little about Maxine. Anyway, so Shar visits Max at least once a week. And someone gave Charlie two tickets for our banquet. And so she decided to bring Max.
Wow.
I had no idea, except I was in the hallway looking for somebody at Tornino's, and there came Shar and Maxine. Shar was pushing her in a wheelchair to speed up the walking. Max looked wonderful because the place where she's staying, it was beauty day. So she got a haircut, makeup, and all that. And Shar went in the back of the room, and I told staff where Max was, and it's like there, suddenly there was like all of the air went out of where they were and over there. That was one corner. The other corner was Carol, who is one of our graduates, is now dying of cancer. Carol graduated in 99, and we were able to film her getting a graduation pin because I had gone to visit her, asked if she wanted the pin. She did. And you would have thought when I gave her that pin, I was giving her a great, huge gift.
And a Hall of Fame honor or
yes,
something.
Yes. And so Carol came to the banquet. She was able to get, you know, we thought she was gone a couple of weeks ago because she was not eating. She couldn't talk. But her daughter and a friend were able to bring her. Carol had a new outfit. She sat in the back and loved every minute of it. Mm. And then people could go back there. Because Rose, who gave the final testimony, acknowledged Carol. Mm. And, you know, that Rose was incredible. What presence
well,
that
the whole evening was really incredible. And it was a God thing because, like you say, there were so many moving parts, and yet it all came together. And I think the message that came through, I'd sum up in one word if I had to, passion. The women were passionate about extending the message of thanksgiving to God for the change he's made in their lives, and to the staff and those who are volunteer at Evangel Home for having been the ministers of that, of God's grace. We're out of time. But anyway, thank you, Jerry. It's always a pleasure. That's it for today on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714 or online evangelhome.org. Join us again next time for The Adventure, the radio adventure on Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.